Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas catches it and throws to first to double up Brock. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball four. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Blasingame moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Purkey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkey strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. Tap is hit by the pitch. Santo moves to second. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Santo moves to third. Tap moves to second. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Santo scores. Tap moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tap tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Tapp moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tapp moves to third. Kunz moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Kunz moves to third. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kunz scores. Brock scores. Williams moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynch moves to third. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Keough moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Wally Post pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Elston now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. There goes Edwards. The throw from Tapp and Edwards is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenas moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.